Good morning. It's Monday, March 29th, and this is the Herald Review's Daily Chirp podcast. We're bringing you a closer look at one of our top stories, along with other important things going on in our community. Today, on Friday, Mayor Ken Budge lifted the mask requirement in public places.
Hi everyone, I'm Sean Lawley from the Lawley Automotive Group, and we've stocked up on inventory at all of our dealerships. If you've been thinking about a new car, we've got the deal for you on a new Buick, GMC, Chevrolet, Ford, Kia, Hyundai, Honda, Nissan, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. You don't have to go to Tucson or Phoenix to buy a new vehicle. We're your hometown dealer since 1995. We'll beat the big city dealers in price, and our customer service is small town dealer friendly. Come into any one of the Lawley dealerships today or shop lawleycars.com and see why nobody beats a Lawley deal. Nobody.
But first, a quick message from our sponsor. Before we begin, some local history. Historic Highway 80, touted as the country's first national road, extends through southern Arizona as it stretches from Tybee Island near Savannah, Georgia, to San Diego, California. Established in 1914 by the Automobile Club of Savannah as the Dixie Overland Highway, the roadway was a major transcontinental highway that connected Savannah and San Diego and followed most of what later became US 80. Today's history is brought to you by Benson Hospital. They're doing more than treating illnesses in Benson, they're building a healthier community. Benson Hospital is now collaborating with the Diaper Bank of Southern Arizona to provide diaper assistance to families in need. For more information, visit their website at bensonhospital.org. Also, the Daily Chirp podcast is giving away 5 Amazon Echo Dots, one every month now through July. You can enter for your chance to win twice a day. Today's code is MAGIC, and find the other code word in our e-newsletter, The Morning Blend. To enter the sweepstakes, go to myheraldreview.com. Again, today's code word is MAGIC. Now our feature story. On Friday, Mayor Ken Budge lifted the mask requirement in public places, as well as the public gathering restrictions in accordance with Governor Doug Ducey's order.
Ducey has said that Arizona is open for business numerous times in the past month, and now he's made it completely official.
Earlier today, the governor issuing an executive order lifting all COVID restrictions, which means businesses are no longer required to mandate mask wearing.
But Budge also said that people should continue to exercise the habits we've learned during the pandemic, like social distancing, good hygiene, and mask wearing when distancing is not possible. He noted that for now, all Bisbee residents should remain actively vigilant because the pandemic is not over. The order prohibits the enforcement of mask requirements in public with the exception of government buildings and public transportation. Businesses and event organizers still have the option to require masks, social distancing, and other preventative measures if they want. Private businesses are still allowed to refuse service to anyone who does not comply with their requests to wear a mask. The order does encourage businesses and governmental entities to continue to follow Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidelines to limit the spread of COVID-19. To stay up to date on this story and how reopening is going, visit us at myheraldreview.com. Before we continue, a quick message from our sponsors, Prestige Family Living.
Are you worried about falling? At Prestige Assisted Living at Sierra Vista, we offer programs to reduce your fall risk and help you maintain independence. For a limited time, we are offering free fall risk assessments. Visit fallriskassessment.com to take one for free, or go to prestigecare.com and search Sierra Vista to learn more.
Now we'd like to take a moment to highlight our high school sports teams, brought to you by Apex Network Physical Therapy in Benson and Sierra Vista. They're doing more than just treating patients, they're helping patients get back to living their daily lives. Using extensive knowledge, their therapists treat each patient one-on-one, focusing on individual care. To learn more, go to apexnetworkpt.com. The Cochise College Apaches' opportunity to clinch a third straight ACCAC title Thursday night was denied by Central Arizona College in a 69-65 upset. This snapped Cochise's 8-game winning streak. Cochise will be on the road to Central Arizona College tomorrow for a 7:30 p.m. tip-off. This will be the final regular season game for the Apaches. A win will lock up the ACCAC title and the number one seed in the upcoming NJCAA Region 1 tournament, which begins April 7th. A loss will drop the Apaches to the number 2 seed. Next, an upcoming event in our community that you should know about, brought to you by our sponsors, Sulphur Springs Valley Electric Cooperative.
You are probably spending a lot more quality time at home these days, keeping you and your family safe. and that can present some opportunities that you usually don't experience, like maybe laughing together at a funny movie or screaming together at a scary movie, pitching in to make a special dinner, or maybe you're keeping in touch with friends and relatives in other places on your devices. And it just so happens that many of the activities we're sharing with each other are made possible by electricity. At Sulphur Springs Valley Electric Cooperative, we know that you are depending on us, both for fun and serious needs. And we want you to know that we're here for you day and night, sunshine or storm, easygoing times or trying times like now, making sure you're getting the power that you need every day to meet your needs. For over 85 years, through all kinds of tough times, we've been there for our members. And even though you may not see us, we're here for you now. Sulphur Springs Valley Electric Cooperative, owned by those we serve.
Today, the Sierra Vista Public Library is reopening the lobby. Going forward, it'll be open Monday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., on Friday from 10 to 4, and on Saturday from 10 to 2. Their computer lab will also be available Monday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Finally, we'd like to remember the life of Commander James E. Perry. He was born in 1942 in McBride, Missouri. Jim lettered in football, basketball, and track and field, and graduated from high school in 1960. Then he joined the United States Navy as an electronics technician. He married his first wife, Vicky, the mother of his children, in 1963. During his 28-year naval career, Jim was a commissioned ensign in 1970, earning a 4-year Navy scholarship and receiving a Bachelor of Science in Electrical Engineering from the University of New Mexico. After spending 2 years stationed with his family in Japan, he earned a Master of Science in Computer Systems Management in 1976 from the Naval Postgraduate School in California. Jim also served on the aircraft carrier USS Midway and flew over 150 combat missions while in the Gulf of Tonkin as mission commander in the E-2 Hawkeye aircraft. He retired from the Navy and married his wife Catherine on Coronado Island in California in 1989. He earned his second master's degree in logistics engineering and began a successful defense contracting career specializing in communications programs and aircraft systems. One project of which he was most proud of was working with the Hunter Unmanned Air Vehicle Program while in Northrop Grumman in Sierra Vista. He retired in 2012 and moved to South Carolina, where he enjoyed his Harley, RV trips, his three beloved dogs and cat, and time with his grandchildren. A dedicated veteran, he joined the American Legion Riders and the Patriot Guard Riders. Jim was a life member of the Veterans of Foreign Wars, the Disabled American Veterans, the Military Officers Association of America, and the Tailhook Association, supporting the Navy's carrier aircraft operations. Jim credits Knights of Columbus of Sierra Vista, Arizona, with a refreshed Catholic faith later in his life. He also loved a great Pinot Noir, fresh strawberries, and Starbucks coffee. Thank you for taking a moment today to remember and celebrate his life. Thanks for tuning in to the Herald Review podcast today. Join us again on Tuesday. And remember, the Herald Review is here for you with local news you can trust. For more information on any of the stories you heard about today, visit us at myheraldreview.com. Right now, you can become a member starting at just $1.99 per week. Want to stay up to date on what's going on? Join Neighbor, your trusted neighborhood community.
We asked, you answered. What is your motive for joining this forum? Neighbor Wayne said, I like the fact it's monitored and has real journalism input. The primary reason is that respectful communication is mandatory and we have it. It's hometown content.
Join the conversation. Visit nabur.myheraldreview.com.